This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. It is early February 2023, and across the transom today comes a story that is involving a company called Colossal. And Colossal, this company, has apparently been mining for dough, cash, money, moolah, your pennies, to be able to bring back to the very planet we are currently standing on. I am presupposing you are on this very bit of mud ball that I am also on, or you may be out there in the netherworld, universes away, hearing this story and laughing your head off at the very preposterous idea that Colossal is claiming it will accomplish. That is, they are looking to, in 4 years, to have a mammoth elephant back on the highways and byways of our planet. That means you could be going down your trusty highway at 70 miles an hour, and suddenly a mammoth elephant crosses the highway in your way. I don't know what the laws are involving traffic implementation of certain rules and regulations. Do you pause and hit your brakes? Or you just keep going and hope for the best? I don't know. I don't know how laws are going to interact with this idea. Colossal is also looking at bringing back a certain tiger that is known as the Tasmanian tiger, or technically as the thylacine tiger. You know them. Yes, I'm sure you have one in your house right now. You're feeding, you know, meow mix. The thylacine is a tiger that has basically mostly vanished. It doesn't really quite exist. It goes back a long time ago. It's thought to be extinct. And this company, Colossal, wants to bring it back. They also want to bring back the dodo bird. Yeah, I tell you, you got goals in life. Bring back the dodo bird. Yeah, always aim for the successes in the living history of the universe. Here's the problem with this idea, and it's a great one indeed, and that is the price tag. Colossal has managed to round up some $150 million. Not pennies, not half pennies, not sixpence, but dollars. $150 million. You know, part of this money is coming from interesting locations. It's coming from various venture capitalists. You know what brilliant geniuses they are. To them, this is just legalized gambling. They just got to get, this is money laundering, actually. They got excess dough. They got to get rid of it. Where do we put all these bags of money? Colossal says, we're going to bring back the dodo bird. Here, take our money. Brilliant geniuses. Of course, the other brilliant geniuses that they're getting money from is none other than you and me. And it's through something called the Innovative Technology Fund, which is us. We are apparently funding this, and we're funding this fund that is then part of this money is going to Colossal to bring back the dodo bird. Yeah, we know who the dodos are. But that's not all. Would you believe there's some of this cash is also coming from the CIA? Now, as I understand, the CIA's Their goal in life is to make us safe. I don't see bringing back a mammoth elephant as being safe. But you see, Colossal is making a very colossal, successful dip into the dough. You see, they're putting this under the auspices of they are trying to affect and make better, quote, climate change, unquote, quote. You see, climate change is a great umbrella. You can put anything under it and get a lot of money. We, you, me, we should get together and come up with, And I'm thinking ice cream. 60 gallons of ice cream. How can I get 60 gallons of ice cream? Well, I'll put in for money from the federal government. I'll say it's because of climate change. If I could get all that ice cream, well, it'll take it away from those who are trying to continue climate change. That is not stop it. They want to continue it, right? Got to get my wording right. We'll never get this money if I don't get this right. We're going to stop climate change by giving us 60, million gallons of chocolate chip ice cream with marshmallow, whipped cream, sprinkles, cherry. Anyway, we can get that money by just making the claim of climate change. Yes, that is our meal ticket, and certainly is the meal ticket of colossal. And I do hope that someone in this current new Congress looks at this and says, what on earth are you talking about? And pulls the money away. Because this is absolutely preposterous. It's unbelievable. Do you think colossal really cares if they create any of this? No, they're like all other government contractors. They're in it for the dough, not results. Because the government's not looking over their shoulder. You think the CIA is actually have a CIA agent inside the offices of Colossal sitting there twiddling their thumbs waiting for a dodo bird to come marching down the hallway? This is why I'm against contractors and subcontractors, because it's real easy to con our government bureaucracy to give the almighty, all-knowing, all-conning con artists a lot of money. And we need to be more cognizant of this. And being cognizant is stopping this kind of nonsense. I would like to hope that you, too, feel that this is preposterous nonsense. We have homeless people. If nothing else, look at it this way. We have homeless people, homeless veterans on the streets right now that could use a meal. And maybe we could take some of this $150 million. Let's take $1 million. And we'll go buy some vittles for those homeless veterans. What an idea. What a concept. Or kick it all back and cut people's taxes. There's another good idea. But us being the proud debtor nation we are, the last thing we'd want to do is remove that moniker. So we slog on, and likely Colossal will get all this cash. We'll never see a mammoth or a dodo bird or a Tasmanian tiger. But the people running the company are likely have a nice big house, a yacht, and laugh all the way to the bank. Well, I have a couple other things to say, which I'll get to right after this. I'm back. Well, I do hope that we will have a chance to interact here down the road. I'm hoping that I will be doing more of these instead of less. This is posting a second here in a row after 3 months of not posting nothing. I've got some other topics I am eagerly waiting to pontificate about here in the digital airways. So let's see what happens. Please let me know what you think and send me a message through the Twitter Rob Smith Jr. or my political page, editorial cartoons or political cartoons and commentary on Facebook or on my Rob's Right web page or wherever else you may find me. Feel free. I really welcome the interaction and your response to whatever it is I may or may not be talking about. Fill me in, especially if I make any errors. I like to know about it. Let me know what you think. I really appreciate it. And hopefully you'll hear a number of more coming up. I know I want to give a little talk about a thing that sounds not so political, but where addresses come from. It's a horrible bureaucratic bloating that has actually determined what your address is. And why on earth do we let this keep happening? The problem is to pull the plug on it means undoing everybody's address. Well, more of that to come. Also, so much more. Certainly, I'll have more to say about Biden, certainly more about Trump, certainly more about the political season coming up, and so on and so forth. I'll probably also do another one here about what's going on with Disney and a very wise move of removing what is already basically being removed, the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Okay, well, keep tuning in. Let me know your thoughts. I appreciate all interaction I may guess. This is Rob Smith Jr., Rob's Right Podcast. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say. It's alright, doing fine. Doesn't really matter if the sun don't shine. It's alright, I say it's okay.